Ooh. If you're going to fall at my knees, you can at least lick my boots while you're down there. Are you actually crawling away? You're still afraid of the little goth girl that pinned you to your desk and wrote 666 on your forehead in permanent marker our freshman year? Looks like I'm finally going to have fun at this reunion. Like my boots. You know, if you try to get up right now, you'll probably puncture a lung, right? Would you rather my foot beat your throat like this? Did I say you could touch my boot? Domina. From now on, it is. Yes, Domina. Or no, Domina. Do you understand? Press your lack of luck, because that's been your theme. Go ahead, scream. The gothic girl will ruin her eyeliner and make it sound like you were in this position in self-defense. Who are they gonna believe? Go on. Do it. I dare you. Will wonders never cease? He can learn. Stop coughing. It's only ashes. In fact, your name is Ashtray now, because you're that dirty. No, not what the fuck. It's going to be yes, Domina, or you're going to have a busted windpipe. You are a dirty, dirty boy. I may or may not like that. You need to be put in your place. Who else did you share my pictures with? Are you lying to me? What did I tell you to call me? I have no issue crushing your throat right now. Do you have any other photos you snuck of me? Any videos? Go into your pocket and get your phone. If it needs to be unlocked, unlock it. Hand it to me. Now. Feel that? I just have to apply one more pound of pressure, and you'll have a spike in your throat. Obey, Ashtray! Oh my. Oh my. Oh my. Your first punishment is me deleting all of these dirty photos, including the videos that you made with your ex. She's your ex. You don't have a right to those anymore. She moved on. And I will not have you get mad one day and upload them to YouTube. You will go back to your hotel and shower, put on black jeans and a black t-shirt, and Uber to 350 Arlington Boulevard at 12 a.m. You will come to my van. You understand, Ashtray? I'm going to remove my boot, and you're going to stay where you are and not move. You understand? Don't lie to your Domina, Ashtray. That was a moan in pleasure when I put that cigarette out on you. Tonight, 12 a.m. Boo. Impressive jump. Too bad my van was in the way. Sit down. First, I'm adding makeup to your face to make you paler. Stay still. Stay still. You got wicked drunk at the reunion, talking about your pictures. All of the pictures of that goth bitch you're going to wreck? Oh, Ashtray, for someone that is going to make me his bitch, you keep flinching every time I touch you. How did my cigarette taste earlier today? Now, ashtray, I'm going to hurt you if you keep squirming. I'm going to apply eyeliner so you can be my pretty emo boy. And you'll get to feel it down your face when I make you cry later. But I can be clumsy and, oops, I can take this and cause your eye to get poked out. So fucking stay still, or I'll just gouge them out with fingers. There we go. Tomorrow I'm going to teach you how to apply these things yourself. And then I might even give you your first piercing. See? You can't move even if you want to. Your pupils went wide in horror, but you didn't move. Now you have a choice. You can go into the back of the van and lay down, where you will go on a voyage and don't interrupt me. You don't deserve to sit in the front seat yet. As I was saying, a voyage of pain. And if you're lucky, pleasurable pain. Or you can call an Uber and go get help getting that makeup off and hope no one sees you. You have 5 seconds to answer. Lay down then, face down, face toward the back of the van. Yes, I heard you ask that question 3 times. You only just now asked it correctly. Please tell me where we're going, Domina. It's a secret. Sit up. It's a blindfold. I'll remove it when I want you to see. Stay sitting. Scoot forward until you feel your legs leave the van. Good, ashtray. Yes, ashtray. I just put a collar around your neck. It's on a leash. Follow me where I lead. Stop. Feel that? Push. Push harder. That's enough. Mother, father, grandfather, brother, sister, I'm visiting once more. Here, move. Arms spread. Legs too. Try to move. You can't, can you? Surprise, meet my family. Oh, they died shortly after we moved to America. I lived with both of my nans. One moved with us when we moved to this country. After the rest of my family died, the other nan moved in with us to raise their last grandchild. Say hi to Mommy, Daddy, Sissy, Brother, and Pop-Pop. If you don't behave, you might join them. Well, you might join them if you behave. It's on my whim. Now, for my own unveiling. Is this something you were thinking about when you took that upskirt shot of me while I was wearing that black sweater dress? No. Didn't think of me in a leather corset and leather miniskirt, ashtray? What's the matter? Are you having performance anxiety because my mommy and daddy are here? Pop-Pop doesn't mind. He used to tell my parents that as soon as I started bleeding, they should marry me off for breeding. Maybe you'd like my sister more. Would you like to see her? Oh, I thought you were going to make me your goth bitch, ashtray. Now you're crying. I can't put up with crying. Your mascara is running down your cheeks. Cry, emo boy. Just like the girls you made cry when you tried to force them to do things they didn't want to do. Oh, it was never rape, but it was abuse. See right there, and right there, and there, right there. My fans were waiting for this. I always told them I would bring a bad emo boy and perform. It has been set up so the stream would start as soon as we entered. 5G has its advantages. However, there are users that gave gifts, too, that were told they should tune in tonight. Do you know what is great about this setup? Get on your knees, Ashtray. Get on your knees, or I will put you on your knees. You have just enough slack to get on your knees. Maybe if the light shines right, you can see Mommy while on your knees. I told you I would force you on your knees. You're going to listen to me now, aren't you, Ashtray? Are there any questions from the crowd? Why am I calling him Ashtray? Oh, I was smoking and he didn't like it, and I put out the remains of my lit cigarette on him. Will you rip off his balls? Only if they're worth bronzing. See him twitch now when I just simply rest my boot between his legs? He is worried I will kick him again. One complaint I heard is that you don't eat pussy, Ashtray. Now we can't have that. I'm going to hike up my skirt. See to the left and to the right. Right by Mommy and Daddy's heads. Everyone will see. Now take your tongue and make me come. No, this won't do. Let me treat you like the others and grab your fucking head and push it into my pussy. You better make me come, Ashtray. You're not trying hard enough. Do I have to have you practice on my sister or Mommy first? Would you like that? See? Fear is something that just makes them work harder. Just like running the tip of my boot up and down his inner thigh. He doesn't want me to kick him again, so he does a better job. That's it. Drink me all up, Ashtray. You better not let any of my cum drip down my thighs into my boots. We don't want the mausoleum floor slick now, do we? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it appears that he either knows how to eat pussy and has been holding out, or he's naturally talented. Now I'm going to see if he likes getting his face sprayed. What's the matter, Ashtray? Want to glaze your date's face but can't handle it yourself? Oh, fuck you. Fuck you and your asshole ways. I'm gonna come in your mouth and then spread it all over your fucking face. I'm going to drown you in my juices. Oh, fuck. Ladies, I think it's more about getting revenge for you than it is getting me off. Than anything he is. Oh, fucking. Oh, doing. Enjoying the show, fam? Oh, God, I love coming in front of the dead. Ah. See, folks, looks like he had a bukkake. But I made sure to use an eyeliner that will always run when he cries. However, we're going to put the blindfold on again. Now, ashtray, I'm going to cut off your pants, and I'm going to play with your cock. If you come without my permission, I'm cutting it off. Yes, I said, cutting it off. What? Do you expect to leave here? Ah, feel that ashtray. I just have to go. You saw it here live, folks. His balls just shriveled inside himself. Is this what you wanted, ladies? To hear him cry? I'm sorry, we need those balls to come out and play. Let me just do this. And pull on his junk like so. Hear that moan? We're going to make him scream. I'm going to make him beg for a release that he will want so badly. He'll ask for my mom or sister's help. Maybe even Pop Pop's. See this right here, ladies? Because of his size, he thinks he can do what he wants. Instead of doing what is allowed. I mean, what he wants is this. For his domina to just deep throat him. For all the ladies to be able to do just that. Too bad it had to be my mummy that did it. Oh, he's already screaming. Here, sissy, you have a taste. You feel her cold fingers on you, ashtray. You are getting tag teamed by two dead women. How does that make you feel? No. No passing out on sissy and mummy. Tell them how it makes you feel. How it really makes you feel. How was the first person you tried to force your cock down her throat? What do you have to say to her? Hurry up. Mummy is hungry. Rub your teeth against his head, mummy. Emo boy, cry, cry, cry. If your answer is wrong, sissy will bite your thigh. Who is the next girl? Get ready, sis. He's probably going to give the wrong answer. What do you have to say to her? Hey, folks, will you look at that? He learns. Now, I'm going to take off the blindfold, and you're going to look at mummy and sissy. No, that is the wrong answer. Bite him. See, he learns. Blindfold off. Doesn't he scream so loud? We have a believer of zombie porn here, folks. Do you watch zombie movies in theaters and stroke yourself? Like this flashlight? Liar, you love it. Oh, you don't know what is on my mind. Are you going to come yet? Are you? Are you going to come in the flashlight called Mummy's Mouth? No, you don't deserve to come. You do get to see Mummy, though. Let me just clean this glass. Just. No. I guess you really want to. You're learning. But you're also fucking up. You do a lot of fucking up. Maybe I'll just leave you here. And you'll scream for the folks at home's enjoyment. And wet yourself. And shit yourself. Only Mummy, Daddy, Sissy, Brother, and Pop-Pop. Daddy and Brother hate crying emo boys. Did you hear that? Did I hear something? Yes, Daddy. Oh, Daddy, you can't stop me from breaking my toys. No, Daddy, not now. You can have sex with Mummy later. Keep your wrappings on. Oh, am I? How do you explain the teeth against your cockhead while I was talking? There, there, there. You are getting so much harder when your pulse shoots up. Almost too hard. You're so hard you can't even come, can you? Oh, you're broken and beaten and blubbering. You're saying names and saying you're sorry, but you don't even know what you're saying. You're just trying to get out of the situation. You'll never learn. So I'm leaving you. Maybe my family will help you figure out what you've done wrong. Oh, it's not pitch black. The red dots on the cameras. Night vision. So they can see you as a wreck of a man. My fire is out, Ashtray. Their fire has only started. Oh, sweetie. I literally expected you to use the safe word at the hint of the whole undead blowjob thing. This isn't an in-use mausoleum yet. It's the set I use for my camming. Oh, the cameras are real. Totally streaming you, screaming, crying, and blubbering. So what is the lesson we learned here, sweetie? When a goth girl says they don't want to talk to you about their family, stop asking about their family. That's right. What else? Listen to that, folks. He can learn. Never say that your goth girlfriend can't scare you. What else? Oh, yes. There is a third thing. No, Ashtray. If you get it wrong, I won't punish you. Here, drink this. That's exactly where I put my hand when I use that cold grip. Repeat after me. When your girlfriend asks for clarification and says, any torture, stop and think about the fact that she will fuck with your mind so hard you'll cry. Now, sweetie, see, I have an ache that is deep and is getting worse. So I need you to fuck me like you've got something to prove right here. Lift up my skirt. And pound me. Oh, yes. Grab my ass and slam me. Oh, take it out on me. Ah. Oh, take out all the fear you just had on my pussy. Ah. Oh, hurt me with your cock. Oh, do it. Pull my hair. I said pull my hair. Ah, yes. Oh. Keep tugging my long black hair while you fuck my pussy. As my alabaster tits pop out of my top for everyone to see at home. Oh, fuck me. Oh, that's it. Wreck this goth bitch. Oh, you did fucking say that. This is your chance. Oh, this is your only chance, sweetie. Ah, yes. Oh, only chance. Ah, you better fucking make it good. Oh, fucking God. Oh, the pain from this pounding. Oh, fuck, it's exquisite. Oh, ladies that are watching, he's gonna be single after this. Oh, fuck. Why are you stopping? Well, yeah. After you knock me up, I'm going to knock you out and leave you at your place so you can't find this place. Are you going to fuck me and find out? Or run away like a bitch? Ah! he chose to fucking find out. Harder, my dirty, dirty boy. do this spooky bitch proud, vanilla boy. No, you don't have permission to come. Don't come. Don't you dare fucking come. You better not fucking stop either. Come now. Holy fucking. Holy fucking shit. Oh my god. Oh, those fucking grunts. Oh, those noises. Oh, the power of your cum shooting in me. Oh god. Oh, I can't stop coming. I can't fucking stop. Oh, this is so fucking brilliant. Oh, marvelous. Oh, god damn. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. That was unbelievable. Oh, sweetie. I am breaking up with you. Oh, honey. When I said fuck me like you have something to prove, you were good. But you only proved that you were good as a recovering scared vanilla fuck. But you weren't scared of me and the undead. You were scared that I knew of all your secrets. You were scared that everyone would find out everything you might have done in your past. You blubbered at least 15 names that I never heard of. You're scared of getting caught. You were scared that your past was coming to haunt you. And payback is a bitch. No, that's not being scared. That's being a coward. Now put the blindfold back on and I'll drop you off at the gate. I had it built. It's not in use. Because I'm a spooky goth bitch that likes to orgasmically wail in cemeteries. Put on the blindfold, or you'll be this place's first resident. No, we're not getting back together. You're not spooky enough.